They gave it the account up to December 12th, week ending on December 12th.
Yeah, it was, there was a 6-day period when they sold 650,000 pieces of literature. 6 days.
I recently have published a brief edition of Bhagavad Gita.
3.5 lakhs.
Already, though, over half of it is sold out. In 1 month, we sold over half the printing.
Isn't that among Indians, it's so popular for us.
Which one?
Bhagavad Gita. All the Indians in between, they all come. 2 or 3 times I have met some of them. They say, you have got more. You come. Bhagavad Gita.
I'm using as it is. Why do you look into it? No comments. Then Parthensika, beginning from the top. They brought their own culture, Vedic civilization, and they are not competent to earn properly. They must be cheated. They borrow steel. They have lost their own culture, therefore they are no one honest. Formerly, Indians are so honest that after one man's death, his son comes. Even like we have seen in childhood, sir, my father took from you this 5,000 rupees, so now he's dead, so I have come to kill you. So he says, I have seen my account of your father has taken 5,000 rupees from me. I cannot tell you. This is India. One man is offering him 5,000, but we are debtor to you, please take it. And he says, well, I don't find in my account that your father took 5,000. I cannot tell you. And now they are cheating. This is India. Even in our childhood, I have seen that Mr. Sriyadas, his father died insolvent. Some lakhs of rupees. So when he became a big barrister, he called every one of them. Then my father died insolvent. Now I have got money to take. This was India. And now they have become seekers. This is Farad, independence. I mean, in British times, there was Siyardas who liquidated the debts of his insolvent father. My father died insolvent. He could not pay. He declared insolvency in the court. Now I have got money, take it. This is India.
That is the need of a son.
Yes. Therefore, even Dr. Apita Sutru, a father dies insolvent, debtor, he is enemy. Because the son has to pay according to Manusangita law. Because he inherits father's money. Why he shall not pay if the father is debtor?
He also inherits the debt.
Yes. This is India's law. You cannot simply inherit father's property and no debt. You inherit father's debt also. So if father dies, debtor, in debtor, he is supposed to be enemy. Because he has to, the son has to pay. Rinakatta pitasattu, matasattu dhichari. And mother, if he marries for the second time, and he spread out presents and stuff. Came there, seized anything. And in those same countries, it's very common. All enemies. Mother enemy, father enemy, and then, Rinakatra Vitasastu, Matasastu, Dishalini, Rupapati Bhajasastu. And if the wife is very beautiful, she is also in it. And Putra Sastu, Apandita. And the son, if he's a rascal, he's enemy. Yes. This is family enemy. In the family, somebody expects enemy. But Nagatapati says that these are enemies in the family. Everyone is handcuffing after a very beautiful wife. And Chanakamani is a, then you are bringing one enemy. Let's see, what is the type of civility? Because if you become too much attached to wife, then you will never be able to go out of home and take some rest.
On the kupam.
On the kupam. You shall have to dark. Grihan lakupam. Hityatma ghatam grihan lakupam. Manangata will never be able to leave the home if wife is very attractive. Of course, everyone's wife is very attractive. Huh? Yes, that's on our Sanskrit professor uses. My dear boys, there is beauty amongst the Negroes. And it is one's eye. That she is very beautiful. He does not recommend others. Jarsanga jar modyaman kivari kivada. It doesn't matter whether she is low caste or high caste. If she is attractive, then we love her. Therefore, Rupapati Bhajyasa is true. Chanakapani is in instruction and very, very nice. You know, my story, my father is going to share with you.
What was that?
My wife was never beautiful to my sight, so I wanted to marry again. And my father advised, don't do it, she's your friend, that you don't like her. Let's see.
But still, Prabhupada, you said that your schoolwork was ruined.
Huh? That doesn't matter. In long time, in very long life, huh? Then he also said, Jovane kukkuri sundari. When a man is in full youth, even she is like dog, she is beautiful. Jovane kukkuri sundari.
Who said that?
Huh?
Whose statement was that?
I do not know, but this is going on. So many kukkuris from the day. this by nature, sudden man, the woman is given one chance, the time of usefulness. Otherwise, how she will be given protection by a man? They require protection. If somebody is not attracted, then how she gets protection? This is natural.
Nowadays, though, even if she is attractive, the men simply take advantage.
Yes.
And they call this liberation.
And the women want
it. One means as the social practice is there, as it becomes victimized.
So it's not their fault.
The social system in India that they are 10 to 25 years and a girl 12 to 16 years, maximum. Maximum. And before marriage, the girl should not see any boy and the boy should not see any woman. Then the life is over. Even in UP still, the system is before marriage, the boy should not see. Marriage takes place. Nowadays that's been practiced that boy goes to see the girl. But normally it was not, she should not see. She should see the girl when the marriage actually takes place. Not before. The psychology is that when they require a man or a girl, and so whatever she is or he is, they accept. And they remain just, so there is no separation. This is psychology. Whenever you are hungry, whatever nonsense food star is offered to you, it is right. Is it not? Because after all, it is the appetite which is, not the food star. Food star may be very, very nicely prepared, but if you have no appetite, it is changed. You know the history of Ramakrishna? Did I say? Yes. Yeah. So he had no appetite. And he very tactfully said, oh, you are not my wife, you are my mother. And he became his Bhagavan.
So if he had no appetite, it means he was transcendentally?
No. Not transcendentally. In his young time, he used so many women that after marriage was important. They could not use. And I made a test that I see all women as my mother, even my wife. And that made him famous. This jagrat. Look, why you coming down now? Crying. How do you start? Pop rice, crying. All right, go with rice. I offer to go in. Where are you going now? Where is in the history that a saintly person has called his wife mother? The saintly person gives some home, therefore. And where is he? Such an instance. A saintly person calls his wife as mother. He is only where? Ma.
Prabhupada, there's another thing I noticed. And the picture is very often of not him and his mother and his wife, which everyone is
They saw that the husband and wife, Ramkrishna also advanced, that even his wife, he left her, considering she is my mother. By worshipping Mother Kali, he has become so perfect that she is all woman as mother. So he does not require to become Bhagavan. In the Chanakya Pandit says that Matri was Paradharis, Paradharis, not your own wife. Others try to be treated as mother. That is our Indian system. But he wanted to overcome that, that I call him my wife mother. Yes.
Better, I'm better than
you. Ah, better than all others.
The question I have is that in the pictures they always show her head, she is bareheaded. She doesn't cover her head. And I notice the thing. And when we're sometimes passing the car in Bengal, I notice that the women, very often, they don't, it's more in this state than anywhere else, they don't cover their head. Is that
because
of her influence?
No. The system is, when the woman is at the care of father, she does not fall. But when she is under the care of husband, and she must fall. By that, you can understand what she is. Whether she is widow, whether she has a husband, whether she is prostitute, everything by that you can understand. Nowadays, the fashion is the woman has the bakash is here, not here. But that was meant for prostitute. If the woman has sita here, then you should understand. Then you can feel its office. She is advertising, yes, I am prostitute, sit and talk. Without that signboard, no man is a gentleman if he wants to talk with another woman. He can talk only with that woman. Neither he can talk with ego, that guy, or Shiva Shakti's mother. She's dressing herself as ego. That's very nice. Very nice. But that simple dress will not attract men.
In America, feel the Prabhupada, sometimes when I preach in the schools, I use that example. That how by looking at a woman's part of her hair, you can tell what she is. And so many of the girls in the class, they have their hair parted on the side. And I say, a woman who has her hair parted on the side is a prostitute. Are they all men?
What is he wrong to become pregnant? Yes, what is all right? Hair prostitute. Now there is no distinction between prostitutes and chaste.
That was published in the Bombay Illustrated Weekly. That the prostitutes who are having difficulty because women are so freely available.
Yes, that's the point. Okay, everyone is prostitute. Gadulika Prabhav. You know, Gadulika Prabhav. This logic. Gadulika Prabhav. One Brahmin was taking bath daily in the Ganges. So, the Brahmin's regulatory principles, they take Kotha Pishu to offer oblation to Kotha Sadhya. One day he found there are so many kosakushis that he could not understand which is his own. The next day just to find out his own, he put one an earth ball in his own kosa. Kosa, you understand?
On plate.
On plate, yes. It is placed like this. So when he came from after begging, he saw that so many kosa, everything is contained in that ball. Gaddalika. Then again he was puzzled that he put a ball in his own kosa so that he can find out. But when he came back from begging, he saw that all the kosas. Then he asked all other Brahmins, how is that? There are so many balls in everyone's kosa, I put it to recognize my own. So they thought, I thought that it is a pattern now. It is an occasion to put a ball in it, Gaddalika after a while. Then dividend. At Bombay there was some news like this, that prostitutes are not doing well in their profession. Who told me that?
He said it was in the Illustrated Weekly.
Oh. When it was?
About 1 year ago.
Oh.
A big article on prostitution.
Bill Prabhupada,
we
understand that in the Satya Yug, 100% of the population was God-conscious. But then again, we see many times in the States that, for example, there were always prostitutes, or there were always this.
No, there are no prostitutes in Satya Yug.
No media.
No.
None whatsoever.
All Paramahansa. In the Satya Yug, they are all Paramahansa.
Every single person.
Every person was perfectly spiritual.
On the earth.
Huh?
On the earth.
Yes. Then, Tetajo, one for divinity. And then, Dapurjo, half divinity. And in Korea, 3-4 divinities. 75% are rogues, and 25%, that is expected, but that is not divinities. And there are all rogues. So the advancement of Korea, manna asamanna matayo, manna rāta, kodhita. Therefore, there is no other effort to save them. Harinnāma yuva keva. This is Caitanya Mahāprabhu. Incorrigible. Everyone will be incorrigible. Only hope is Hare Krishna. The whole belief system is to make human beings correct. Being incorrect, they are suffering in this material world. Repetition of birth, death, sometimes man, sometimes dog. So, to correct, so that he comes to his original position, Krishna consciousness, and go back. This is the whole belief system. To correct. Therefore, it is called sanskar. Sanskar means correction. Sanskarat bhavet dvija. Vedupatat bhavet vipra. Brahman jhanat is well. So, correcting and bringing to the Brahminical stage. From pig stage to Brahminical stage. This is basic religion. Everyone is like pigs. This material part, therefore, Vishnu says, now don't live like pigs. नायन देह देव भाजानी लोक एक स्थान कामान अर्हति भी रुझान नाउ यू माय चिल्ड्रन यू आर एडवाइसिंग स्टेप हिज सन एंड नाउ दिस लाइफ इज नॉट टू लीव लाइक पी दिस इज द फर्स्ट मिस बिकॉज एवरी वन इज मोर ऑफ लाइक पीड लिविंग लाइक पीड पीड मीन्स he has no discrimination of eating and he has no discrimination of sex. Let him speak. No discrimination of eating, especially in Western. And no discrimination of sex. Pigs. Big pig or small pig. Rishabhdev says, now, my dear sons, don't spoil your life living like pigs. Niloka means in the human society, you should not live like pigs. And very hard labor. So, the whole civilization at the present moment, they want to live like pig, and to live like pig, they're working like an ass. And that is it. Working like ass to become a pig. Tell them.
They get very angry.
Well, your shoes, we beat them with shoes. Like they have created a civilization to work like ass. And ideal is to become a pig. What is this? Sabir house, Takharim, Sanskrit, and for their boss, you become a president. What you are better than a pig? A pig boss for another pig, big pig. Yes, sir? All people will be happy.
You told them that in South Africa.
That's it?
Yeah.
But they clap.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. They appreciate it. Although they do not take Indians very seriously.
Third class. Yes.
Third class. But they attended my lecture, they purchased my book.
Oh.
And
no,
they clap. Yes. But I very much I have astonished. They have this.
Many of them?
All many of them.
Oh, I thought only Indians. Yes.
No, no.
Oh, no.
Right now. Melbourne, the priest also appreciates. Well, any sane man will appreciate all this. These are very strong words that you have created a civilization of pigs and for making perfect a civilization, you are working like ass. What is advancement? Yes, it's time to become a pig. What is activism? The ideal is to become a pig. And for that fulfillment of that ideal, they're working like S. Is it not?
Yes.
Think of it.
Like that.
Huh.
In the classes.
Huh. This is the past. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Samirvara house, Takharai, Sanskrita, Purusha, Pasu. They are very much proud that I have got 99% votes. And I have become president. But what you are? You are another big pig only. Who has voted? The voters have pigs and asses and camels and dogs. So if this animal vote for somebody, then what he is? Are there votes are calculable at all? Votes by the dogs, pigs, camels and Sabir Bora. Samir Baha Uska Khara and the ashes. That is the value of these votes. And that is going on, democracy.
How can they vote for human beings?
Huh? There is no human being. A big, there's a big animal, lion, is fearful to this small animal. But because he is lion, very strong, does it mean that he is a human being? That is what he wants. If one is not Krishna conscious, is nothing but animal. So, if other small animals praise him, oh, you are, they say, Gandhi or Indira Gandhi or Hitler, what is the value? He's a big animal, that's all.
You were saying in Vrindavan they speak each other's ears.
Huh?
Churchill was speaking the ear of Hitler because they were speaking like in school to two children.
Yes. Yes.
Yesterday, you mentioned to the secretary that the members of legislature should all be Vaishnavas. They should all be Brahman Vaishnavas. Then they could give a true advice.
Yeah. What is this nonsense? Ashes and pigs and dogs and cats. What do they do?
The one goal we could have is that they would pass a law that no one could be a member of a legislature who didn't follow the four regulative principles.
We'll do that. That can be possible if you spread Krishna consciousness movement very widely and they become convinced that we shall not vote anyone to these rascals. We must have a Vaishnava. Then everything will change. That is the only opportunity that people become Vaishnava. And they decide that we are not going to vote anyone in front of us. Then everything is all right.
Sometimes the devotees question that the Kali Yuga is advancing, and in that sense the standards are deteriorating.
Hmm.
Yes, you are preaching that get everyone to the position where everyone is Krishna conscious. How is the Kali Yuga advancing? Can everyone become Krishna conscious?
They do not understand. If I say the epidemic is increasing, to take this injection, then you can say, if you don't take vaccination, then you suffer. This is our problem. You take this vaccination, you will say, the epidemic is very strong. But if you think, now because there is epidemic, there is no other way. What is the use of taking vaccines? This is no argument. The epidemic is there, the vaccination is there. Is this true, see? Thank you. Very good. The disease is there, the medicine is there. So intelligent man should take the medicine, precaution, and then he will say, two things are there. Kalam nasteva nasteva gatiranna. In Kali Yuga, if you don't take this, then there is no means of yourself, safety. The two things are there. Why you are taking one thing? Take this thing or everywhere, two things are there, do and don't. Now to make the process of do's, you have to accept the process of don'ts. Natural instruction. Rupa Goswami is instructing both the do's and the don'ts. Huh? You ready? That is don'ts. This is do's. That is instruction. Why should you take one side? Take both sides.
One thing is then enough. In those two verses, one is don't and one is do. But the statement in the do's, which is a don't, where it says don't associate with a non-devotee. You know, utsayan nisaya teriyat, katsama prasna.
But that's a don't. No, that is don't and do.
That's a do. It's a translator. Yeah. Don't associate with the non-do.
All these slogans, yes. In some slogans, the do's are prominent, some slogans, the don'ts are prominent. And in every slogan, there's do's and don'ts. Thou shalt not do. Thou shalt not kill. They don't. Learning Shabda Rup, Dhatu Rup. Every slope, there is Shabda, Dhatu, everything. Nominative, objective. Now, we are going to say, just study yourself, whether it is not the civilization of Athens and Thebes. You have to understand first of all. Is it not? They are working hard like an ass just to become an ideal pig. Is it not this civilization? Mm-hmm.
Having sex with mothers, brothers, sisters?
Yes. Yeah. How Satrash picked up the example. Kabir Bada Usta. Nayan Deha Deho Bhajan Jyoti Kastan Kaman Arhati. What is that? Giri Bhujan. This is Nasubhuj. This is civilization. Tapasya. No nitya-jain, no this, no this, that, and become perfect, ideal, primordial. Satya, sama, dhamma, suci, jnanam, vidya. This is civilization. Asato brahma-jnana. Unless you become civilized like this, there is no opportunity of brahma-jnana. And so long you do not inquire about Brahma, that is, you know, the pigs and hogs and asses. If human civilization is wasted to cultivate the pig civilization, let it all light. You come here, become a pig now, take this body. Krishna is a nature, prakriti. He got this chance to become human being by some misuse. Kindly give him the body of pig. Ishvara sarva-bhutana vidyeva dhunatitati brahman sarva-bhutani jantra arulani maya. Then you get this jantra, how you can become perfect pig. Hold their length, eat, stool, and as soon as you get another opposite party, has sex, doesn't matter whether it is daughter or mother or sister. Take part philosophy and become highly advanced in civilization. And the part philosophy is translated, being translated in Hindi and so many other languages. We are advancing. Indians. They are translating this part philosophy. Pig civilization. People therefore do not come to us. They are violent. Because they are not kids.
They don't like to live in a clean house.
Yes. That is a story in Bhagavad that Indra was touched to become a pig. So after some time, there was mismanagement in the family, kingdom. Brahma personally came. Indra, anyway, you become pig. Now come with me. Can I go? I have so much responsibility. Then you are skilled and to help. Any life available condition, everyone is thinking on top of. This is called Maya. Any abominable condition, he is thinking, everyone is thinking, I am perfect. I am nothing so. I go. This is called Maya. We do not know what is perfect. Nothing to do with half of the things. No. This ideal perfection, they do not know. They are trying that we shall make this pig life adjusted to civilized. Is it possible? Pig life and adjusted to civilized. Hare Krishna. So you can get down. Nobody left. But if we explain that there is nobody can teach them home and the apple, then they left. We have to take the idea from Bhagavata and explain it for their understanding. That is one. You are working so hard. Is it pleasant? But why they are working? They are working with the only hope that at night I shall go home, eat nicely, and have sex with myself. Otherwise, why do you work so hard? Got a plant like this next to my window.
Mm.
And that land for others, that it comes to my window. What is this?
Bougainvillea. So, Prabhupada, what about the point in certain places in Bhagavatam it does? Distinctly says that the human being's food is creatures of four legs with cloven hoofs. It distinctly says in some places in Bhagavatam that the human being's food is four-legged animals with a cloven hoof.
Yes, if you remain animal. But that is not the idea, that you remain animal. That is culture. If you want to remain animal, then it is all right. If you want to remain pig, you eat whatever you like. But if you don't want to remain a pig, then you have to make this commission. You have to take Krishna Prasad. Because in Bhagavata, it is written that one animal is food for another animal. That is for the animal. And I have already said that this Vedic civilization is meant for making the animal a perfect person.
In the Manu Samhita also there's many, many rules about what kind of meat to eat.
That is gradually. Gradually. If we cannot give up meat eating, so I don't eat cows. Eat hogs. That's all. But the real purpose is to stop meditation. And that is also under restriction. You can eat one goat, sacrifice it before the goddess Kali, under certain such rules and regulations. Then you take one piece of meat at night. So in any sense, you learn why I should undergo such rules and regulations for eating a little piece of meat. Better give it. That is the end. It is not that encouraging. What is the meaning of encouraging? He is already eating meat. So why Shastra Sudha? Real way. Nidvitte, pravitti esang bhutana, nidvitte su mahapala. The pravitti, the inclination is there. Now train him to give it up. That is one. Therefore, we shall say, Tapovidvam putraka adhina suddheva sattva. Tapasya is your business. Tapovidvam. In human life, it is for tapasya. Adhaka brahma jignata. Only discussion on Brahma, to understand Brahma and tapasya. Therefore, we find in India so many saintly persons, highly educated Brahmins, highly literature, everything.
One time you were explaining that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was speaking with the Qazi, he convinced him about that the Quran does not actually advocate meat eating.
Yes. That's fact. Because the Muslims, they also cannot eat meat unless it is sacrificed in the mosque. There is no recommendation that you purchase from the market and the animal be slaughtered.
Is there some mention not to eat many animals but eat one?
Yes.
There's some?
Yes.
That's what I couldn't remember.
Yes. In Arabia, they like to meet animals. But to save him from so many dangerous and sinful lives, he has to kill so many goats. Better kill one life. A camel. Or a cow.
Camel
is big animal.
Or
if you kill one animal, camel, it is equal to 50 goats.
What about a cow?
A cow is also big animal.
So they say like that?
Yes.
Is that
they don't say cow. They say better kill one big animal. So instead of becoming sinful from killing so many animals, you better kill. And that is also sacrificed in the mosque. And that is called Qurban. Restriction is there.
So there's no, the karma for killing many goats is more severe.
No, you become responsible for each and every animal.
Irrespective of what kind of animal.
Yeah. Now, if you can serve the purpose by killing one animal, why should you take the risk of killing many animals?
Even if that one animal is a cow.
Yes. Animal is animal. And we say, protect cow from economic point of view. Kisi Gorak Shabani. Without saving cows, you cannot get good food. Not from the animal point of view. You require milk and milk preparation.
And the cow dies anyway. Cow is going to die naturally.
Anyway. Yes. Then if you want flesh, take that dead body and eat.
Why don't they see this?
Huh?
That just by killing a cow, you don't get more cows. They're going to die anyway.
Yes. Everyone is going to die. But they are so voracious that they will wait up to the death. And they have theorized them. Dead animal is dangerous to health, not kill, while it is in life.
Yeah, the same question.
That's yeah. They have got so many nonsense philosophy. But if that philosophy is supported, when you kill the animal, he becomes flesh.
Yes, they call it fresh meat.
Flesh dead.
That's
the truth. The reptiles are so poor that unless you make him dead, you cannot eat. So why do you theorize that a dead animal is not good?
Well, because he had to die from some cause, and that cause is...
Cause your life, it is also cause. You are killing, that's all.
The knife is clean, whereas the germs are...
That's all right.
Even
normally, the Hindus, they used to purchase meat and cook it in Ganges water.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. The third, my understanding. And you will still find in Calcutta, Hindu butcher. That Hindu butcher is... pure. There is a... Yajin in Calcutta? There,
the Jews have that. Mother's prasad.
Mother's prasad. And the rascals say, this Mother's prasad.
They're going to probably just...
Did they run this from something? Mother's prasad. And
you will also be Mother's
prasad.
Even they kill fresh from the prasad, but sometimes they will kill a cow who has some disease in liver, and then they will eat it.
Well,
and they will
all manufacture so many ways. That does not mean they have to support it. We said that these are animals.
We were talking this morning that in America they have a custom. The children, when they eat a dead
you know, like a bird or something,
turkey.
It's turkey. There's one part, I think it's the breastbone. So the children, after one of them finishes eating the breastbone, they both hold one end, and they break it, and whoever has the biggest part, each one makes a wish. Whoever gets the biggest part, they think that their wish will be fulfilled. So this is a Rakshasa civilization. So I'm only amazed how you're able to make such a big movement with so many such Rakshasas as we are. That was what I was thinking. That we were the people who were doing that. And yet you have delivered us.
Man, therefore people are surprised. How is this man in big place? They're surprised. Everyone is surprised.
They can't imagine how fallen we were. I don't think they think it's really possible.
It's impossible.
That you have done the impossible.
Therefore they think that they're hypnotized.
Even Siddha Maharaj says that the specific aspect of the Navaradhira is simply thought of it as an idea. But you are practically done this. You are missing.
London, you said that you are changing crows to swans.
Yes.
It's impossible to change a crow to swan if you are changing crows to swan.
Actually, in reading the description of Jagannath Madai, they don't seem as bad as we were.
Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Jagai Madhai Haite Muise Patish. I am lower than the Jagai Madhai.
And to utter my name, I think the next verse he says,
yes.
Utter my name will bring all.
Mor naam jeila tar punna khol. If one takes my name, then whatever little pious activity is left, it is one. Purisher Keep Haite Muise Logist. Jagai Madhai Haita Muisa Papus. More Nam Jai Gai Tarpun no Kha. How humbly.
Maharaj Pratapuruja was also thinking like that. Maharaj Pratapuruja, when he was refused interview by Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
He was thinking, he says Jagai Madhai, but I'm so low that he won't come and think I am not able to think.
Yes, Jagai Madhai was delivered, but I am so lower that I have no chance of being delivered. Prataviji Maharaj.
It's inconceivable how he could think like that.
Hmm?
It's inconceivable how he could think like
that. Every Vaishnava thinks like that. That's not how things have become perfect. You can say it's in the Mahaprabhu. I have to speak about it. Mm-hmm.